Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, on site at the New Munich and Farming Fields, and things are looking great. Just like our refuse and recycling services, which we have offered as a local family-owned company for over 38 years, baseball is a great tradition for Stearns County. Now that Becker Sanitation has sold out to Waste Management, a Houston, Texas company, call West Central Sanitation to hit your home run at 1-800-246-7630.
If you're driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming. Backed by years of experience, Leo will give your vehicle that showroom finish. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Bottom of the third inning, Richmond Royals, Kyle Buddy. First at bat today. Kyle takes a strike call, the 1-1. It'll be Buddy, Buddy, and Bacchus here in the third inning. Kyle, Alex, and Adam. Swing and a miss by Kyle Buddy, strike two. Ethan Vogt.
He's had a good ring to it, Randy.
Buddy, Buddy, and Bacchus?
Yeah,
that's your Better Business Bureau, too, BBB. Yeah. There's a ball to Kyle in 1-2. Got some scores coming in. Looks like Milroy is leading the Cold Spring Rockies 4-2, top of 5. 4-2, top of 5. Milroy over the Rockies. And Don, there's a ball, 2-2. Ivanhoe, Minnesota is 22 miles west of Marshall.
Oh,
that is where the beer is cold, they said, in Ivanhoe.
I will be heading down into that area Monday, probably down.
Well,
that
they'll probably have welcome banners for you and everything.
There you go.
As Buddy fouls us back and out of play, the count stays 2-2.
Can't be just too far from where I'm going, Tyler.
No, maybe just a little bit more southwest.
Yep.
Here's the pitch to Buddy outside in the count full at 3-2.
So if you see a truck come pulling in by you with a loader and a trailer, you know it's me.
It's low and inside, and Kyle Buddy works the walk here in the third inning. Ethan Vogt, his second walk today. And to the plate, Alex Buddy. Alex is 0-for-1. El Rosa scored a run in the top of the first inning and picked up a four-run spot in the second inning, making it 5-0. Richmond came back, a two-run blast by Scott Rugemer in the bottom of the second, and that's where we sit right now, 5-2. El Rosa leading Richmond. Nobody out. Kyle Buddy takes his lead at first. Ilias will hold him on. And the pitch to Alex Buddy, there's a strike call, and 1-1. Austin Hadley, not too trusting of what Alex Buddy could do. He is creeping in over at the bag at third. And Alex Buddy sends this one a long way to left center field. This one is back by the fence, and this one is gone. Two-run home run for Alex Buddy. And it's now 5-4.
Wow. Blast. The wind helped that one a little bit, but boy, it was just that it made it out of here.
That one kicked drifting and kept drifting and kept drifting.
I was up against the fence.
So Austin Imdick followed it and kind of slid into the fence at the very end, but that one over the fence, and now 5-4. Richmond's back to within a run here in the third. Here's Adam Bacchus at the plate. And Ethan Vogt's first pitch to Bacchus, a strike. There's strike two called in 0-2. The ball's two strikes. Vogt's pitch, Bacchus, ground ball up the middle. Schmitz will field it at second. His throw to first in time to get Adam Bacchus 4-3 on the putout.
So what we were talking about a little bit before with that 5-0 lead, like you said, Randy, it's kind of a tough lead to hang on to. It is. Granted, they still have the lead, but 5-4 right now. And here comes Dusty Adams to the plate. Dusty 0-for-1 today. Strikeout for Dusty and his first at-bat. There's a strike called and 0-1. Ethan Boat's pitch, and Adams takes a strike called and 0-2. So just like Ethan did last inning, he gave up a walk and a home run. Then he battled back and he got consecutive strikeouts. He gets tougher, seems, after those home runs. There's a ball called to Dusty Adams in 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And Adams, a late swing as he got fooled on that pitch. Strike three. So two outs. And Cole Schmitz to the plate. Old Schmitz walked in his first at-bat and scored on the Scotty Rigamer home run. Pitch a strike call by the home plate umpire and 0-1. Well, it's one strike. There's strike two called and 0-2. The ball, it's two strikes. And just missing outside was the vote pitch and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Here's Cole Schmitz, a swing and a miss. He is out on strikes, and that'll do it for the Royals in the third. Two runs on one hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We have played three innings. It's El Rosa 5, Richmond 4. More Region 15 seat baseball coming up in a minute here on KASN.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency are proud to provide their customers with good old-fashioned service. If you're looking for answers to financial questions, stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For your insurance needs, stop in and see Sue Meyer of St. Martin Insurance Agency. Sue will be happy to review your present policies to make sure you're fully covered. Stop by and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
When it comes to flooring and remodeling, talk to Andy Ilias at Andy's Flooring and Remodeling, LLC. Specializing in kitchens and bath, they do Schluter in floor heat, bath, and shower. Phone Andy at 320-828-0343 and talk to him about your remodeling needs for your kitchen and bath. Good luck to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams from Andy's Flooring and Remodeling in El Rosa.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
He's Don, I'm Randy. And you're the people we want to talk to this afternoon, our Region 15-seat baseball fans. Hope you're listening. Yeah. Lisa here's taking pictures, Don, so.
Well, hi, Lisa.
Yeah. Paul Sands. Wife, Lisa.
Yes. Pretty tough to get a good one on us, too, isn't it?
Did it break the camera? As James Kiefler leads off the fourth inning for the El Rosa Saints. Marty Bell following us on Twitter this afternoon, along with the Upsala Blue Jays. They're following us. And you can follow us at Chasm Randy, at Chasm Randy this afternoon. Luke Jokola still on the mound. James Kiefler gives it a ride to left field. Looking up, it's gone. Kiefler, a solo blast to lead off the fourth for the El Rosa Saints.
I think that hit your car.
Right by it.
Yeah, I know. I think that one's going to go to Leo's.
Oh, my goodness. I'll have to have a word with James Kiefler after the game because maybe he's got a ride with me.
That was close if that didn't hit it because it was right there.
Maybe I'll have a baseball in my front seat.
There you go.
Or the back one.
Or the back one.
Here comes Matt Mittendorf to the plate. The first pitch to Matt is a straight call, 0-1.
Three home runs already this game.
It's been exciting. There's a ball called, and one ball, one strike.
Six so far in the previous 10 games, and now we got three in one game.
Well, two balls, one strike to Matt Mittendorf. Matty, 2 for 2 so far today. It's a little bit inside, and the count 3-1. Strike called, and the count full 3-2, now to Mittendorf. Jokula wants to work fast, and Mittendorf follows this one back and over our head. Count stays 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Here's Mittendorf, another foul back and out of play. There's a lot of people here, Randy.
Yeah.
Good crowd on hand. What are you thinking, like 900, 1,000? Here's a little dribbler in the infield. Knee went to first. Wants to field it, and nobody's there to cover the bag at first. And Matt Mittendorf gets his third hit of the day, a little infield single.
That one was a no-man's land, wasn't it?
It really was, because the pitcher, Jokula, was probably not going to get there in time. Neewen then had to commit to it, but Jokula wasn't going to get to first in time to cover first.
There's no way the second baseman can get over there.
So an infield single for Matt Mittendorf. One run in here in the fourth for El Rosa. They lead 6-4.
We're getting some baseballs back that were hit out of the park. Maybe they did get that one out of your back seat.
Six runs, seven hits for El Rosa. Four runs, just two hits for Richmond. Both those hits, home runs. Jokula's pitch to Matt Schmidt. The strike called, and 0-1 as we're starting to get more of the overcast skies, and that is the forecast for today, as we're supposed to become more and more cloudy as the day rolls on. The possibility of some precipitation tomorrow. Throw to first, and Mittendorf back safely. We'll have another game for you this afternoon at about 4:30. Be the winner of this game taking on Regal. Schmitz puts down a really nice bunt. Jokula has to come off and field. He'll throw to first. 1-3 in the put out of Matt Schmitz. That sacrifice bunt in order.
Beautiful bunt. By Matt Schmitz. That's what a sacrifice is supposed to look like, isn't it, Randy?
It really is, yeah. Cody Eichers steps to the plate. Cody, 0-1 today. He had a sacrifice fly in the first inning that scored Matt Mittendorf. Pitch from Jokula, strike called, 0-1. Jokula has given up runs in three of the four innings that he has pitched so far. He looks to home, looks to second, now comes home, and the pitch is outside, and Cole Schmidt will knock this ball down.
Tough lineup that El Rosa has from top to bottom. They're all good hitters.
Good speed. One ball, one strike to Cody Eichers. Pat Ilias waits on deck. 6-4 our score. El Rosa leading Richmond. And Eichers going to pop this one up. Center field. Alex Buddy shading over. Makes the catch in the gap. And here comes his throw back into the infield. So two outs.
So you watched Luke Jokula there. He's going to go over to cover the third baseman, and he stays on the third base line. Kind of got to get behind him, don't you?
Yeah, get yourself an angle.
Yeah, because if that goes by the third baseman, Mittendorf's going to come.
Here's Pat Ilias now at the plate with one on and two outs. Outside, the pitch from Jokula in ball one. One ball, no strikes to count. One run in. Here in the fourth. Jokula's pitch. There's a strike called, and 1-1. We've got Onamia listening today. They say they love Stearns County baseball. They're looking for the attendance from last weekend. I think all told, Don, last weekend, what was it? 2,213. between New Munich and Farming.
I think so.
So
yeah,
2213. Mettendorf leads from second. Two balls, one strike. The count to Pat Ilias. No close pitch outside. Ball three, 3-1.
Total so far is 2,603 until today.
Last night, of course, there was a game over in Farming. 390 made it to that park. They won. Randy Rothstein a candy bar from Don Heinen. There's strike two called, and the count full 3-2.
Let me see what candy bar would taste good.
Light and fluffy Three Musketeers.
Yeah, I know.
Here comes the 3-2 pitch to Ilias. On the outside corner, strike three called. That'll do it for the Saints here in the fourth. One run on two hits, no errors, one left on base. We played 3.5. El Rosa, 6. Richmond, 4. More Region Baseball coming up in a minute on KAFN.
Who's got time for downtime in farming? That's why you should never risk putting cheap hydraulic fluids in your equipment. Today's sophisticated hydraulics need the advanced protection of Senex QuickLift HTV. It's the best way to protect transmission and hydraulic systems under heavy demands with double the gear load carrying capacity of ordinary hydraulic fluids.
Hi, this is Jason Landon, CHS Certified Energy Specialist. With Senex QuickLift HTV, you'll have the confidence when it counts. CHS Prairie Lakes, Agronomy, Energy, and Grain Market.
If you find yourself cruising the streets of St. Martin, why not take a break and stop for a cold one at Ducci's Bad Company Bar, right on the main drag in downtown St. Martin. Ducci's has $1.50 happy hour every Friday night from 5 till 7. And while enjoying that beverage, top it off with a Harry's or Giovanni's pizza. Every day is a good day at Ducci's Bad Company Bar in St. Martin.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you this afternoon here on AM 1150 on 105.5 HD2 on 107.7 FM on our stream at mychasm.com on TuneIn Radio. Lots of ways to get us. I'll keep you updated on Twitter, too. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can. At Chasm Randy, following us on Twitter. Scotty Rugmer at the plate. He's 1-for-1 so far today, a two-run homer back in the second inning. As he chops it foul at the plate, and the count 1-2. One ball, two strikes to Rugmer. Ethan Book delivers, and Rugmer fouls this one off again. The count stays 1-2.
A lot of Lake Henry players down the right field line. Come to watch your competition, maybe.
Rugmer swings and misses. He's out on strikes. Ethan Book with another strikeout here in the ball game. Ethan had two in the first, came up with two in the second, had two more in the third, and one here in the fourth. So seven in the game already for these strikeouts. Here's Dan Hansen, Dan, the victim of a strikeout back in the second inning. Yeah, the first pitch a little bit high and tight, 1-0. Ball, no strikes. We got Pat Dolan, head baseball coach over at St. Cloud State University, listening to us this afternoon as Dan Hansen drives this to right center field. Nobody's going to get this one. Bounces off the fifth. Retrieved by Kiefler, and Hansen will roll into second base with a stand-up double.
Getting some extra base hits in this game, aren't we, Randy?
We really are.
Double home runs hit already so far.
Of course, Pat Dolan got a couple loyalties there. I think his mother or father were from El Rosa originally, so he says go Saints. But Pat played for Richmond early in his career, so he got a little Royals blood in him too. So he's saying go Saints and go Royals.
There you go. Cover yourself, Pat.
Corey Niewind at the plate. The count 1-0 to Corey. Ball, no strikes. Of course, for those of you out there that don't know my partner, Don Heinen, member of the Minnesota Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame, the class of what year, Don? 2002. You were inducted into the Hall of Fame. Don played over at Roscoe for many, many years. He managed president as Niewind pops this one up in the infield. At Ilias over at first will make the catch for out number two. Wow! Gloria delivers a candy bar, and there's a Twix that came up a little short. We'll have Don go out on the ledge and get that candy bar here shortly. We'll hang Don from his ankles during the half inning here, and it's better get more than one person. Oh, Rugemer Brent delivers a sharp single to left. Imdick will field it cleanly and back into the infield. They're going to hold Dan Hansen over at third base. So Brent Rugemer with a single, first and third with two outs. And it'll bring Kyle Buddy to the plate. Buddy walked and scored in his only at-bat. Two outs for the Royals. Runners at first and third. They trail 6-4 to El Rosa. And Buddy will take the curveball from Ethan Bolt for a strike. And 0-1. Two outs, one strike. Pitch is a ball and a 1-1 to Kyle Buddy.
I'll have to thank Gloria. She's probably paying you in advance for the attendance amount today.
One ball, one strike. Outside a ball and 2-1. Two on the count. Dan Hansen over at third. At first base, Brent Rugemer. Kyle Buddy, the number nine hitter at the plate. And Buddy will take a little bit low in the count now, 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Out from the stretch, and the curveball, a strike call to Kyle Buddy, and the count's full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Rugemer will be off over at first with two outs on 3-2. And Buddy drives this down the right field line. Long run for Kiefler. And James dives, and it's a foul ball. Foul ball down the right field line. As he was coming hard, and that one just fell foul.
I never thought Kiefler could even get to that one. It was just tripping. He was a long way from that baseball, and he still dove and almost caught that.
And he's playing quite a ways off the line right now.
Yeah.
He did come a long way. So the count full, 3-2. Back into the box, Kyle Buddy. Rugemer will be off again on 3-2, and now they throw to first, and Rugemer back safely. The fans always helping along with things.
Yeah. Help the umps.
Here comes Boats pitch. And Buddy breaks his battle. Line drive up the middle. A base hit. Scoring will be Hansen as Ethan Boats picks up the spear that laid on the pitcher's mound on the shattered bat from Buddy and Cody Eichers. Wonder if he got a little splinter in his shoulder, too, as he was looking at his shoulder.
Oh.
That sounded sick, but Buddy gets an RBI, making it 6-5. Runners at first and second, and now the top of the order in Alex Buddy. Alex with a two-run homer today. He's 1-for-2 in this game. And there's a strike from Ethan Boat, and 0-1.
Oh, all of a sudden we got a bunch of umpires.
The ball's one strike, two outs, two on, and Alex Buddy, ground ball to short, Mittendorf
steals it in his gut and throws to second. They get the force out of Kyle Buddy at second here in the fourth. For the Royals, they get a run on three hits, no errors, two left on base. We have played four innings. Del Rosa 6, Richmond 5. More Region 15C baseball coming up in a minute on KASN.
It's time to get the best for less with Husqvarna at New Adventures Golf Cars and Sports in Richmond. Hurry in for the end-of-season clearance sale on select Husqvarna products. Husqvarna has been the choice of professionals and homeowners for more than 325 years and is always ready to perform with products like tractors, mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, and snow throwers. New Adventures Golf Cars and Sports in Richmond, your local Husqvarna dealer. Visit us today.
For the best eating in New Munich, it's Shady's Bar and Grill. Stop in this weekend and check out their new updated menu with lots of new selections to choose from. Mark your calendars for the pork chop and sweet corn dinner served with baked potatoes, coleslaw, and dinner rolls Wednesday, August 16th, serving from 5 till 8. Wishing all the teams the best from Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Top of five coming up from New Munich. Del Rosa leading Richmond 6-5. And Don, you know, I might not have expected this many runs being scored in this ball game today.
I didn't think so either. I thought Richmond was just keep scraping back into this game. We were talking about it earlier when it was 5-0. You know, you got to get a run here, get a run there. But they scored 2-2-1. They got within one again here now. Del Rosa, it's a long way. Ethan Vogt leading off the fifth inning, and that one is foul. That's bouncing over cars down that left field line.
Didn't see anything over that fence that often yet, have
we? No, we're actually seeing, and we mentioned that wind blowing from right to left earlier, and it actually is helping these hitters a little bit.
I think so. Get it up in the air as Vogt rips this in the left field, a solid base hit for Ethan.
So Vogt leads off the fifth inning for the Saints, getting their eighth hit of the day. Ethan's first after a couple strikeouts. And now he'll take off those batting gloves. He'll keep them in his hand as he runs at first. Here's Austin Hadley, and Hadley takes high for a ball 1-0. Luke Jokela still on the mound for the Richmond Royals. Austin Hadley so far tonight, or this afternoon, is 1-for-2. He's been on base twice, reached on in the air, back in the second, had a double in the third. Oklahoma's pitches high to Hadley, and now 2-0. You're just joining us. It's 6-5 Del Rosa, top of the fifth. Jokela delivers. Hadley takes a swing and a miss.
Got the back loosened up on that one.
I think he wanted to hit that one to, like, Brainerd or Nisswa or somewhere north. Two balls, one strike. Here's Luke Jokela's pitch on the outside corner, a strike, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Jokela ready. And a swing and a miss. Hadley out on strikes as he chases one down by his ankle.
That was a nice pitch. He kept it away from him. Jokela did. Put on the outside corner, down low, and got Austin Hadley to chase it.
Six strikeouts so far for Luke. There's Kevin Kiepler. Throw to first. Ethan both back safely. Kevin Kiepler so far today, 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored for the Saints. The pitch a little bit low and inside. 1-0 to Kiepler.
Look who's in the house.
Todd Menke.
Todd Menke's in the house.
Todd Menke has been let back into New Munich. Pitch there is a strike called, and one ball, one strike. Of course, Todd Menke, many have confused him with Johnny Holm. Just because I guess Todd can sing later at night once in a while.
Oh, I guess, huh?
foul backing out of play to count one and two.
I can just about imagine him at about 1 o'clock in the morning.
That's right. One ball, two strikes, one out. Boat takes his lead at first. Kiefler slams this one. Foul. Pat Ilias, the bear hander over at the third base coaching box.
We got Eli and Emerson warming up for the Royals again. So everything is changing. Todd Mankey's Johnny Holmes and Johnny Mack at Ensco's Ozzy Osbourne concert.
Right.
And it's like, oh my goodness, everybody's changing. That big curveball outside. Ball two, two and two, the count to Kiefler.
Corey Niewind holding Ethan Boat over at first. No close pitch, high for a ball. Now the count full three and two. No, they say he did not go around it. I don't think he did.
I don't think so either, no.
So the count is full, 3-2 with one out.
Jokola looks kind of sneaky fast, doesn't he?
That one he did, you bet. Here comes the left-hander's pitch inside, ball four. And Kevin's going to walk for the second time today. That'll push Ethan Boat over to second, and Kirby Hamish pops out of the dugout, going to go have a word with his pitcher, Luke Jokla, on the mound. And while we have a break in the action, we want to recognize some of our Region 15 C sponsors this afternoon. Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Green and Pete, Pep's Forest of Rose Spring Hill, the State Bank of Richmond, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Stony Creek Dairy, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating, Andy's Flooring and Remodeling, Kramer Lumber True Value, Land O'Lakes and Melrose, Scooters Trucking, Leo's Auto Body and Glass, and Farming. New Adventures, Golf Cars and Sports of Richmond, Gilt Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning over in Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Ducci's Bad Company Bar of St. Martin, BNS Excavating, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, CHS of Al Rosa, North American Insurance Agency, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency over in Painesville, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Central Minnesota Realty bringing us baseball today, along with North American State Bank of Belgrade, Al Rosa, and Wilmer. Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store. The Lake Henry Implement bringing us baseball today, along with Freeport State Bank, West Central Sanitation, and Bucky's Bar of Al Rosa. Reminder, stay tuned for our post-game show tonight. We will name our player of the game. That player gets himself a $10 gift certificate from Richmond or Albany A&W, along with the Chasm hat from the Chasm Farm Department and Joe Gill. Donald, while I was talking there, letting everybody know our great sponsors for Region 15C, the Royals have a pitching change.
Yes, they did. They brought in Eli Emerson to take over for Luke Jokla, the young right-handed pitcher from, I think he played for Ricori, didn't he? I think he's still in school. Like a junior, senior, maybe somewhere in there. It's a good poise on the mound for a young man.
Eli Emerson on here in the fifth inning. Pitching change for the Royals. Tough situation to come in. Ball game that Richmond is trailing 6-5. Runners at first and second. Just one out. And the pitch to A.J. Hadley. A ball outside, 1-0. We got folks listening today in a tractor over in Spring Hill listening to us today here on Chasm. So thank you for joining us. Hope the tractor's got a little AC in it. Pitch high for a ball to Hadley, and now 2-0. The base runner over at second. We've got a pinch runner at second right now. Looks like Ryan Ilias is running at second. And Kevin Kiefler over at first. And there's a strike from Eli Emerson. So Ryan Ilias running for Ethan Boat. Two balls, one strike to A.J. Hadley. James Kiefler on deck. Pitches inside to A.J. Hadley in the count 3-1. Backs him off the plate. Don Heinen and Randy Rothstein with you, and that wind is in the right direction where we're getting the smoke from the grill. I'm going to go home tonight, and the dogs are going to eat me because it smells like a hamburger, I think.
You'll be getting on, yeah.
That's right.
pitches inside to A.J. Hadley. And ball four. So Hadley walks, loading him up for the Saints. That'll bring James Kiefler to the plate. James, one for one today. He had a sacrifice bunt back in the second and then a solo home run in the fourth. So a number nine hitter, that's a very dangerous number nine hitter.
That he is. That's what I said before. Del Rosa's Saints lineup is pretty tough all the way through.
The infield's back. 6-5 game. The breaking ball from Emerson. A little bit low, ball one. Emerson not happy about getting the call on that pitch.
We got James Kiefler in number nine spot, Matt Mittendorf for number one. That's a pretty good back-to-back combination in this situation.
Emerson's pitch outside a ball, and now 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Ready in the mound, Eli Emerson. Sam delivers. There's the strike called, and 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one out. Base is loaded. Emerson from the stretch delivers, and the breaking ball strike to James Kiefler in 2-2. Big strike there for Eli. Emerson back on to that pitching rubber. Ready on the mound. Emerson comes home, and Kiefler just staying alive.
Got a piece of that one.
Calling it back and the count at 2-2 yet. Two balls, two strikes. Emerson ready. Here comes his pitch, and Kiefler takes inside for a ball to count full now. 3-2. Good eye by James Kiefler.
Just one out here yet so far in fifth inning.
Now, Rose has had a lot of activity on the base path through the first 5 innings. 6-5 our scorer, and the pitch by Eli Emerson. He's going to walk in a run. So ball four, Emerson has come on in relief, has walked the first two guys he's faced, and here's the run number seven for the Al Rosa Saints crossing the plate, and Andy Bauer is going to go out and have a word with his right-hander on the mound. Randy and Don with you here on KASM Radio, reminding you that between our games today, we will get your funeral announcements on KASM as Scott will take it back to the studios. Our third game scheduled for right around 4 o'clock today. Rice Lake, Wisconsin can hear us loud and clear today. So, hello, Rice Lake, Wisconsin. Thanks for joining us on KASM Radio. Grant Shaneberg's listening to us today here on KASM. So, thanks for joining us, Grant. Got a lot of followers, too. Right now, 16 folks following us on Twitter.
Oh, wow.
Get your score updates every...
You can't add that to your total either now on the attendance guess.
No, I cannot.
Okay, I cannot.
Here's Matt Mittendorf. Mitty at the plate. He's had a great day. Three for three.
Not that if you're 15 short or something, you're going to get...
I can use those. Well...
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, technically, we got to start including social media a little bit, maybe. The base is juiced for Al Rosa, 7-5. They lead. Mittendorf takes strike on the inside corner and 1-1. Mittendorf was backing away from that, and that ball broke across the plate, says the home plate umpire.
He even had a smile a little bit on that one.
Yes,
good curveball by Eli.
And a check swing by Mittendorf. He went around, says the umpire, and now one ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. One out. Base is loaded. Here's Emerson's pitch, and that one bouncing in the dirt. Cole Schmitz takes that one off his chest protector in the count 2-2. 7-5 our score here in the fifth inning. 7 runs, 8 hits for Al Rosa, 5 runs, 5 hits for Richmond. Royals have committed three errors today. That was early on in the game. Cost them some runs. Time called at home plate. Back now is Eli Emerson on the pitching rubber. He kicks and delivers. A little bit low and inside, and the count full again at 3-2. Cold Spring Rockies losing to Milroy now 7-2 after seven innings. So the Rockies down 7-2 after seven innings down in Granite Falls, and that's an elimination game two between Milroy and the Rockies. And Mittendorf takes strike three called, and he's out on strike. Matt Mittendorf not at all happy with the call by the home plate umpire. Two outs, and it'll bring Matt Schmidt to the plate.
Did it look low to you, Rennie?
It might have been a little low there. I think maybe Mitty had an argument. Eli Emerson gets an out. Base is still loaded. Here's Matt Schmidt, and the swing and a miss by Schmidt, strike one.
A huge out. Good Mittendorf. Now you can back your infield up. Play for that force out of any bag.
Schmidt takes a ball on the outside corner and 1-1. One ball, one strike.
Getting a little more intense.
Yeah, I take back whatever I have ever said about people not watching the baseball game when they come to the baseball park, because they are watching the game here today.
They are today.
Pitch by pitch. Here ball, Schmidt dribbles it foul down the first base line. And the count at one ball, two strikes, not a mat. 1-2.
Steve Miller back in the coach's box over there for El Rosa. Inactive coach, it says.
One ball, two strikes, two outs, bases loaded. Dan Schmidt's a ground ball to deep short. Pat Bacchus, as he knocks it down, is going to score another run. Now 8-5, and a single for Matt Schmidt.
That's two runs if Adam Bacchus, I think, doesn't knock that down, don't you?
Agreed. Yes, agreed. Kevin Kiefler will score. On to third goes A.J. Hadley. To second goes James Kiefler. Now on at first, Matt Schmitz, and here's Cody Eichers. Cody, 0-2 so far today. Sacrifice fly for Cody earlier in the ball game.
So now Matt Mittendorf changes spots with Pat Ilias. He goes to coach third base, so they kind of coach by committee here, don't they?
They really do.
Now they got some knowledge.
As Cody Eichers will take a high pitch for a strike called, and 0-1.
Well, they've been keeping Cody's bat pretty silent in this regional tournament, and that's not going to last long, I'm afraid.
Base is loaded. 0-1 the count. Emerson's pitch, ground ball to second. Brent Rugemer knocks it down. Flips to Bacchus at second covering. That'll do it for the El Rosa Saints here in the fifth. They come up with two runs on two hits. There were no errors, and the base is left loaded. We have played 4.5 innings. El Rosa, 8, and Richmond, 5. More region baseball coming up in a minute here on KAFM.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area.
Need to buy or sell a home? Hit a home run by contacting Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With 7 office locations and 26 successful real estate agents who specialize in getting you where you need to go, contact us for a free market analysis and for a list of active homes in your area today. Be a good sport and visit mattimdick.com or centralmnrealty.com.